Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games and gaming and all sorts of stuff. We're going to talk a lot of stuff this week. We're really, really honored to have Curtis Vanderpool on our show today. He is the author of the brand new book, Giving Up Sunday. Curtis, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Lance.
Oh, thanks for being here. So Curtis is one of our super awesome guests that I actually know off mic, and he's really cool, and we're really excited about his book. Right now, you can get it on Amazon, either through Kindle or just as a PDF. You know, you can download it. Check it out. It's really awesome, and we're going to be talking about it all week. But first, I want to know a little bit more. I mean, I know about the man behind the myth, as it were. But, yeah, let's tell the folks at home, you know, normally we talk video games today. And we were talking about before the show, you haven't had a console since, like, original Xbox.
Yeah. That was yeah. Halo 2. Original Xbox. Yeah, we played Halo 2. I remember the, you know, System Link Halo, original Halo parties that we would have for like 16 hours with four different Xboxes. And Halo 2 came out, and that was probably the best game I ever thought could ever be made.
Still kind of is.
I agree completely. That's why I quit during Halo 2, is because it kind of went out with the best one. That's so I haven't owned a console since then, but I've played here and there.
Yeah. But you're a big like board gamer, card gamer, yes. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I am a huge board game nerd. About as big as I could be without actually like going to board game rooms and spending hours on end with people playing board games. But I do. I love all kinds of games, especially strategy games.
Yeah. So. Like, what are some of your favorites? Like, the ones that your go-tos, you know, that
well,
if you're going to devote a week of your life to a game.
As cliche as it might make me, man, Settlers of Catan is just, it's just the best one. I could play that forever. I don't know if you knew about the PC games like Age of Empires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I played Age of Mythology because I'm a big Greek mythology nerd.
Nice.
They have a board game for that that I love.
I did not know that.
But it is so long. It takes like 4 or 5 hours to play a full game, and it is totally worth it.
Nice. We've played a lot of games together, like the Oregon Trail game, which is
yeah.
Kind of campy, but
it was a terrible fun. Game.
We made it
it's
fun.
It's better if you
add your own rules and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, add your own rules.
We made it fun. A lot of other games we played. So are you big on like card games? Like you used to play poker a little bit.
Oh
with
yeah,
us.
Oh yeah. I played poker like 2 or 3 times a week in high school, and some in college. I love card games. Whether you're talking just like regular 52 card deck games, or like other invented card games, I don't love deck building games. A lot of board game nerds love that, and I don't really love deck building games. It's too much work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like to hang out with people while I play games.
Exactly. So. Well, and trying to chase down all those extra cards and spending more money and
oh my gosh, and everything. Yes. A million expansion packs. So
it's a rabbit hole.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
Settlers has a bunch of expansions. I always want to say DLC because that's the video game world, but you know they have a bunch of expansions and stuff too in the game.
Yeah, they do. And just about everyone that I've played is worth it. The only problem is it's like, you know, $50 for the original, and then it's like $60 to $80 for each expansion. But they've done some expansions really well.
Nice. Yeah, I mean that's always good when you see something grow like that.
Yeah. And, oh yeah.
Still be faithful to the original.
Oh yeah. Definitely build a brand, and the new ones are great. Of course, none of them will replace the original, but they're all good.
I've only played that game like once, maybe twice. I need to come play it sometime.
I always tell people if I was rich, I wouldn't buy a lot. I don't really care about a lot of stuff, but I would own just a library of books and board games, and that's about. I mean, that's what I would fill my house with.
Nice. So I think you bring up when you talk about board games, I think there's an interesting dynamic there about video games versus board games. Mm. And as a video gamer, video games you can do by yourself, you can do with people, you can do against people, but with board games you're really community. You're in a room together. You're all playing together.
Right.
Usually doesn't get, and I say usually doesn't get as heated as like video game matches.
Yeah, unless you go back to like, you know, Monopoly with your brother back when you're 10 or 15.
I'm not allowed to play that game with any of my friends.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't anyway. Yeah, that's one of the things that I love about board games is that it's community-minded. It's you got to be with people and interact with people. Now, I love the accessibility of other people that video games offer. Because you were saying you can play by himself, you can play with other people. You can play with other people when you're by yourself. You know, you can maintain friendships across states or even countries with video games. And that's awesome, but I love being in the room with people. Mm-hmm. I love interacting with them face to face. That's also one of the hard things about board games, especially for me, is not a lot of my friends are board game nerds. So it's pretty hard for me to get 4 or 5 people that are willing to commit 2 hours to a board game.
Yeah.
But
you have the learning curve, like...
Learning curve about the rules and strategies, and yeah, it's an ordeal, but it's worth it.
Yeah, because I mean, when it comes to video games, I'm a Leroy Jenkins type, and you know, I just
you would be,
yeah, and so that doesn't always lend itself to board games very well.
No, not at all. You can't really do that at all.
I can't just say
you don't just like respawn.
Yeah,
yeah. Anytime you do something stupid.
So you know. Kind of tying it into your book a little bit. Just we're gonna hit up on your book a little more later on in the week, but that parallel of that community and that bond and stuff that the board gaming has. Do you think that is? I mean, we're super stretching here, but something that in the church and stuff. You know, is that another example of? You know, bringing people together, because I know, well, let's real quick, I mean, like I said, we're gonna dive in. Just a quick recap your book. Give us a quick description of what you're talking about.
Yeah, there. So it's called Giving Up Sunday, and the subtitle is Looking for More from Faith, Community, and Calling. And basically my elevator pitch about it is that I've worked in churches and Christian groups for 15 years, and I've grown up going to churches literally my entire life. And I've loved it at different times, but now that I'm older and have a different perspective on things, there's a lot of stuff that they've just really screwed up, especially mm-hmm. in the Western churches in America and stuff. And so my book is about some of the worst mistakes that most American churches make and how they push people away.
Yeah.
They push away people who are doubting faith, doubting God, and asking good questions. And they push away people who are just wanting more than what the system offers them. So my book is about those mistakes and offers some alternatives that are pretty raw and authentic and hopefully a little bit inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to, like, I've read the book a while back, and it's delightful. Again, highly recommend it. But so... You know, kind of spin off that, like we were saying, your book, you talk about pushing people away mm-hmm. and how that goes. And I think that really speaks to your character and this conversation. You know, you're all about getting the people together, bringing them together.
Yeah.
And in the board game aspect, I think is a nice way to kind of look at it instead of, oh, you're a video gamer. Hey, you go. Because I know as a video gamer. Like, if you don't play Xbox, I don't have anything to do with you. Like, yeah. I just bought a PlayStation, and it seriously, I almost cried when I opened it.
Lance.
And then you had the PC Master Race people. So,
uh-huh.
But with board gaming, it is very, hey, come play Risk. Hey, yeah. Come play Cards Against Humanity. Come play Settlers of Catan, you know, whatever it may be. And I think that's, you know, that speaks a lot to you and your character and your message of... If you can include in a board game, you know, this $50 little plastic cardboard everything,
mm-hmm.
why can't you do it on that larger scale?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that I love about board games is that it's not if we just got together to hang out and talk, that's nice, but there's always like awkward lulls, like you don't really know what to talk about, so you end up like talking about the weather or the latest cute thing your kid did or whatever. But board games, it kind of gives you a commonality. You're not reaching for things. You always have something to do. You always have something that kind of breaks the ice. And then you can just enjoy each other's company and have fun if that's mm-hmm. what you need, or if someone's needing something more, like there's a space there where they can say, hey, can I ask you guys a question? And that's got to be the goal, not just in churches, especially in churches, but in life, is connecting with one another, learning from one another, and learning to love one another better as the person is, for who they are. Not trying to make them more like you, which is one of the things that church does.
I mean, I'm on board. I agree with a lot. I mean, that's why we're friends. We have, we've had a lot of good off-mic conversations, long late night
off-mic
conversations.
Probably ones where I talked way too much, but gotta love me for who I am, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I talk a lot, so it's nice to let somebody else do it for a while. But so that's gonna do it for us today. Board games, check them out. Play with your friends. Play with strangers. Phrasing. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing to check out. Check out Curtis's book. He's here all week. We're really excited to have him. Make sure to check us out. You can find The Night Nerd, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for us anywhere. Email us. Are you one of those PC Master Race people? Do you have all the expansions of a certain board game and you really excited? You want to tell us about it? We'd love some recommendations.
I am always down for board game recommendations. Yeah. Always down.
Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I'll pass them along. How can they find you? What's the best place to find you out there in the world?
Well, I have a website with a blog on it that goes more in depth into some of the stuff that we're talking about, and it's just curtisvanderpool.com. Curtis is with a K. Vanderpool, exactly like it sounds. VanderPool. Or you can catch me on Twitter, KD Vanderpool, or on Facebook or Instagram, which is just Curtis Vanderpool.
Nice. Yeah, lots of places. Lots of quality content all around. You can definitely check it out. But like I said, that's going to do it for us today. Curtis, again, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for the opportunity, Lance. I enjoy it.
Again, I'm Lance, and we'll catch you all next time.